Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And I want to welcome in Michaela Newish Brock. I did it?
You sure did. Thank you so much for having me.
What's the percentage of people who butchered it?
Oh, I would say 87.
87%. Yeah. If you didn't tell me, I would have made it probably 88 or 89%. What do you do for the Salvation Army?
So I am the executive assistant for the Greater Hartford Area Services.
Well, you're the one who makes everything hum.
I do a little bit of everything, yeah. I like to say. So right now, we're big into Christmas, so I'm doing a lot of Christmas. That's the biggest part of my role right now.
How long have you been doing that job?
So I've been employed by Greater Hartford Area Services since February, but I grew up in the Salvation Army. Both sets of my grandparents on my dad's and my mother's side are both retired Salvation Army officers, so I've grown up in it, and I know a lot about being in the Army, and yeah. It's really nice being back in it.
What drew you to it? Like, I mean, just in watching them and their lives and what they did, what about it is appealing to you for your professional life?
So as I got older, I actually have my degree in broadcasting, believe it or not.
Well, you got a good radio voice, by the way.
Thank you. <Yeah. laughs> So I did that and I loved it, but there was always just a little part of me that was missing. I really just wanted to give back the way that I saw my grandparents do. And it's a wonderful position that I can help so many people in so many different ways. I'm just truly grateful that I came back to it.
So where are you from originally?
Originally Jamestown, New York.
Oh, wow.
So that's the corner in New York. That's basically Pennsylvania in Western New York.
And so, where do you live now? Do you live in Hartford or?
So no, I'm actually in Bristol because my fiance got a job at ESPN.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we met in broadcasting and he loves it. So he's there. And then I got to come back to my roots.
Oh, that's really funny. You know, we're in Farmington, you know, but Joey is from Bristol.
Oh, okay.
And so he's a loyal Bristolite. And I worked at ESPN way, way back. Ray, how's the donut?
It's really good. Who brought these in?
Roseanne did. They're from Luke's, so you know where it's from. Yeah.
West Avon Road at Country Club.
So I'm just going to paint a picture for people. It is wintertime. It is warmer today relative, and Ray just didn't feel like putting socks on.
I never do.
You're not a sock guy?
No.
It's phenomenal. It's good to – do you know Ray Dunaway did this show for 29 years?
Did you really?
I thought it was 31.
Was it?
Feels like 31.
Math is hard sometimes.
Well, that's all right. 29, I'll take.
I'll take 31. We want to get Matt at HQ or Joey can. Joey's like he knows everything about TIC. I was always told 29. I don't know if what's and I think
which
Bob,
one's right, Joey.
Bob Steele was 66. Fine. Bob Steele was like 66.
Yeah.
66 years. He worked.
Oh my goodness.
Did he do it 66 years?
I think it was. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh.
You quit too early.
Yeah. I understand it's going well from what I'm hearing here.
Well, it's because I'm amazing.
Well, there is
Well, there's
that,
no doubt about
because
that.
Because it's very hard to say no to you.
No, it's been great. And, you know, a lot of obviously it wasn't – there was such a foundation built by going back to Mitchell to
you. Yeah, Jack Mitchell, yeah.
And everybody else. So, you know, this is the 36th year we've done the Holiday Store. Anyway, I mean, Michaela, what are your plans for the holidays? Are you guys going to travel? Are you going back to New York? Where is your fiancé from? Is he a Connecticutite?
He is not. So his family's back in Erie, Pennsylvania. And I'm going to be spending Christmas here because we have our senior meal distribution morning.
And is it your first one that you've done here?
First Christmas. I did Thanksgiving just about a month ago. So
talk about the experience real quick.
It was truly amazing how many people showed up to help those that may not see anyone on the holidays, may not have a holiday meal. Being able to be a part of that, we had over 50 volunteers show up to drive meals to everyone because we do 950 meals to shut-in seniors on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. So just being a part of that is just truly amazing and gratifying.
And the money we raise helps those holiday meals and a bunch of other things. Michaela, it's really nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Michaela Newish Brock. And when's the wedding?
October next year.
Nice. You got a venue?
Sort of. We're working on it.
Do you have a DJ?
I do not have a DJ yet.
We have
yet.
Two DJs in our system. If one you want
here. I'll take those cards later.
We have Matt Sarois and Mark Christopher.
Oh, both. Mark Christopher. That's
yeah,
right.
Both DJs, so we can do that. Thanks, Michaela.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.